Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, words have meaning.
Yes, is there meaning behind the words that you are speaking? And this idea came to me because of something my neighbor told us recently.
Aha.
Right. Now, she was looking for a new convertible sofa, and the salesperson told her all about the sofa, but it sounded like she was just reading words from a rehearsed script. My friend said it reminded her of when her son was in the middle school play, just sort of going through the words automatically.
So it's like reading a spiel or a speech, but not really knowing what's behind the words.
Exactly. And my neighbor told us that she was not able to connect with the message that this woman was trying to get across because the words just didn't seem to have any meaning behind them at all.
So we're really not sure what led up to that salesperson not really having passion with the words, but you do have to do your homework. You have to understand your product, and it helps to be a little enthusiastic about things with your words.
Indeed, enthusiasm is contagious. And we did talk about this subject also in episode 11 when I was reading a script my second day of the job at Pocono Mountain Realty. So the whole point is, if there's a particular pitch, so to speak, that you want to deliver, be sure to connect with the meaning behind the words and don't just say the words.
Question, how does this connect to mindfulness?
Great question. So mindfulness is all about present moment awareness. So when you're speaking, it's also important to be aware of what's behind your message. Not just words for words' sake, but really you're communicating a message to your customer.
So have meaning and compassion and awareness with your words combined.
Oh, I love those three words. Yeah. Meaning, compassion, and awareness. Excellent. And on that note, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Adios.
This meditation is designed to help you let go of the meaning behind your thoughts. So in meditation, the practice is to bring your attention to something neutral so its meaning doesn't distract you and you can learn to rest your mind in a neutral type of awareness. So let's try a focus on the breath, and as thoughts enter your mind, see if you can let go of the meaning behind the thoughts and just let them pass and shift your mind back to neutral. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. Noticing your chest rising and falling. And throughout this meditation, if you're distracted by anything at all, see if you can let go of the meaning behind it and gently bring your awareness back to your breath. So your chest rising and falling. You can even silently say to yourself, rising and falling, to help keep your awareness focused on your breath. So we'll move into silence for about 30 seconds as you try this on your own, and I'll let you know when the time is up. Okay. And know that you can pause any time during the day and bring your attention to your breath and try to release the meaning behind any thoughts cycling in your mind as you shift into this neutral awareness, which actually will help bring your attention to the present moment.